So as a child, I actually so I grew up with my mom. And the interesting thing about the story is it actually starts before me. So my mom and my dad, they were high school sweethearts. And what ended up happening was my mom, she went to the military. And when she went to the military, my dad, he ended up having, relations with another woman. And she, once she was in the military, she found out that she was pregnant. And so at the same time she found out she's pregnant, my dad was actually in another relationship. And so when she came back home and she told my dad that she was pregnant, comes to find out that the other lady was pregnant as well. So, yeah. So what ended up happening, of course, my mom was very upset. She ended up moving to Dallas. So I actually was born in Mississippi and she moved to Dallas. So when she moved to Dallas, my family in Dallas, they were very deeply rooted in the church. So I always say, I was pretty much born, I was born in church. So my culture was everything church. So I was heavily involved in church. I was on the drill team. I was in the choir. And so I learned scriptures in church. I learned different, we did different drills with the books of the Bible. So I was, pretty much everything church growing up, but I was in church, but I wasn't in Christ. So there was a difference. So I was, I knew the culture, but I didn't really know Jesus.
Okay. And when it comes to Christianity, as much as you know, obviously sometimes, well, you never know the state of the heart of a person, but what was your mom's relationship with Christ, and your relationship with Christ when you were very young?
So our relationship was really, it was really church. So we equated going to church as a relationship with Jesus. And so that was kind of the, just kind of how the family kind of operated, period. A lot of my family were heavily involved in church. And so that was kind of our understanding was as long as you go to church. I know on Sundays we couldn't listen to any type of like secular music. So we would kind of consecrate on Sundays as, a day for the Lord. And then Monday through Saturday, it's whatever you want to do.
Okay. Okay. So apart from that, how was your childhood maybe leading up to middle school? So elementary school, and then you could talk about middle school afterwards as well. How were things for you?
In elementary school, it was very interesting because I was very tall. So I was always the same height as my teacher.
Oh.
Yeah, I was. I was very, I was, I'm 5'9 now, and I feel like I've been 5'9 ever since like third or fourth grade. I was super tall. So with me being so tall and with my mom, she, even though I still had a father figure, she still was a single mom. So she wasn't really able to, I wasn't able to be dressed trendy, have my hair looking trendy. So I had these, funny looking glasses. My hair always looked super funny. I was super tall. And so sometimes my pants would flood. Or if they didn't flood, they would be too big. So my mom would buy bigger size jeans so that they could, fit my length, but they would be big on me. So I have these baggy clothes and I just look super funny. And so in elementary school, I would always get teased. It was so interesting. I would get teased. They would call me different names. They would call me like roach, cockroach. They would just talk about me. And I remember there was this guy that actually he liked me. And I remember he didn't want to tell anybody that he liked me because I was just like, you're not supposed to, like me because I was just, weird looking, awkward looking. But there was a interesting dynamic because even though I was getting bullied, I was still very, I was angry. I had rage. I was very violent. And so on one hand, I had the students teasing me, but they knew not to touch me because at any moment I would fight. So I my first fight was a teacher. I fought a teacher in the second grade. I know I was very violent because she told me no. She told me that I couldn't read. I wanted to read a book and she wouldn't let me read the book. So I kicked her. And so I remember just being super, super violent. I kicked the teacher. I fought a boy. I fought some girls. I fought this one girl. I fought her so bad that her eardrum, I bust her eardrum. And yeah, so I ended up, they called the cops and they were about to actually take me to juvenile and they were going to give me a felony because of that fight. And so I remember, even though, you know, I wasn't in Jesus and I had that church culture, I still, in my diary, I wrote about that. I wrote how I prayed. I prayed to God about that situation. And it was by the grace of God, they decided not to give me a felony. They gave me a misdemeanor. And so I remember having to go like to anger classes after that and just being just super, super angry. But it was interesting because it wasn't all the time. It was just certain triggers where I would turn into like the Hulk and just see red.
Okay. How old were you when that happened, the misdemeanor thing?
That was actually seventh grade. Okay. So that was right after elementary school. It was seventh grade.
So how did things go? Because what I've observed by talking to people is that elementary school, there is some, there's bullying. And then middle school, it's where it gets like the worst. Did it get worse for you? How were things when you went to middle school?
For me, I wouldn't say it got worse because I actually ended up going to a different school. And so I started making new friends. So the people that were teasing me in elementary school weren't the same people that I went to school with in junior high. So it was kind of like I had kind of a, you know, like a clean slate, but I still looked funny. So it wasn't like I was popular, but I just wasn't getting teased. So I have friends in junior high. And I remember we had like little cliques. And at that time I was actually very boy crazy. So I was all boys, everything, especially in junior high. I was running after boys. I remember that every cute boy I thought was my boyfriend. And I was just head over heels for boys in junior high. I remember that time period. I remember I was actually even into, as I was saying, some of the boy bands. I was into some of the boy bands. I would have all of their posters on my wall. And I would just, you know, be head over heels for all things boys.
So, okay, we've gone through elementary school, middle school, but I think the main part of your story or the when things started to get going when it comes to your experience with sororities was in high school, because that's how you were introduced to the concept. Can you talk about that story, how that happened, and how kind of that developed over the time that you were in high school?
Yeah, so what happened was in junior high, so I wasn't popular. I wasn't pretty. My clothes were still baggy. I still looked funny. My glasses, my teeth were very crooked. So when I got to high school, I remember saying that when I get to high school, like I'm going to just transform myself. Like I'm no longer going to be this funny looking person. I'm going to get contacts. I'm going to wear my hair trendy. You know, I was aspiring to just be like this glamorous girl. So when I got to high school, I had that idea and I did start to do that. I got contacts and I'll change my hair, everything my freshman year. But I actually noticed that there were a group of women who were girls at the time who were super popular and they were super pretty and they were actually on the step team. And I don't know anything about stepping, but I wanted to be them. So they were back in junior high who I envisioned I wanted to be. It was them. They had super pretty hair, trendy clothes, very popular, like I said. So when I got to high school, I saw them and I was like, what is this? Who is this? And I was like, the step team? Okay, I'm gonna do it. And so I ain't never stepped in my life. I ain't never thought about stepping in my life. So I was just like, I just want to be a part of them. And I remember I tried out for the step team and I did horrible. Oh, I did so bad. The judges laughed in my face. So I did so, so bad. But I still wanted to be a part of this team because I wanted to be who they were, you know? And so even though I didn't make it the first year, I signed up to be manager so I could at least be a part of the team. I wasn't stepping, but I was, you know, I was supporting the team. And when it came around the second year, then I actually made the team. So that's, you know, that's something that the Lord has blessed me with is determination. So anytime I hit a wall, I keep going until I get what, you know, I desire to get. And so them rejecting me that first year just made me go harder to make sure I made it the second year.
Okay. So you wanted to fit in, right? That's the big part. that you were struggling with. You were getting bullied in elementary school and junior high. And so you wanted to fit in. And those were the girls you like. They're the ones that everyone looks up to. So you wanted to be part of them. How did this transition into sororities? Because that's where we're going to get into that part of the story. How did that work? How were you introduced to that? Can you explain it?